AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The National Archives turns Trump administration documents over to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The panel investigating the Capitol insurrection first requested presidential documents in August, but former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit trying to block the release. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court dealt Trump a setback, clearing the way for the National Archives and Records Administration to hand over the requested material. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press more than 700 pages of documents were delivered to the committee Thursday evening. The documents include presidential diaries, visitor logs, speech drafts, and handwritten notes from the files of former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows dealing with January 6th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Florida man who worked with Rudy Giuliani in his effort to find damaging information against now President Biden in Ukraine has been sentenced to a year and a day in prison and fined $10,000. Igor Fruman pleaded guilty in September to a charge of soliciting a political contribution by a foreign national. He admitted to asking for $1 million from a Russian entrepreneur to donate to Republican politicians in Nevada, Florida, and other states as part of an effort to launch a recreational marijuana business. A second Giuliani associate convicted in October awaits sentencing. Three new U.S. studies provide additional evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are standing up okay to the Omicron variant. AP medical writer Mike Stobe reports one study looked at hospitalizations, ER, and urgent care visits in 10 states.
If you got three doses of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines, the effectiveness was 94% during the Delta period and 82% during the Omicron period. So effectiveness dropped, but it was still good.
This is AP News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell tries twice to clarify his comments made this week, the night the GOP blocked the Democrats' federal elections bill in the Senate. The AP Sagar Magani has this from Washington.
McConnell said Wednesday any concerns people of color have about voting rights are misplaced.
African-American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
Drawing criticism for implying black voters are somehow not American. 2 days later, McConnell called it an outrageous mischaracterization of his race relations record.
As a result of inadvertently leaving out the word almost.
After he walked away, an aide whispered in his ear. McConnell laughed as he walked back to the podium for remarks carried on WHAS-TV.
The omitted word is all. not almost. Sorry.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.